is really interesting.
John's writing up the thing on India. That was great.
News had a thing on last night about India. On the one hand, they interviewed this guy. He's 20 years old. At 16, he formed his own company. At 20, he just turned down a $100 million offer for 35% of his company. On the other hand, they had another kid the same exact age who he and his family, their home is in a trash pile. And they spend 20 hours a day digging through the garbage to find anything they can that they can put in a bag and ride a bicycle and sell and get at the most $40 if it's good money.
Yeah.
Kind of what's going on in India, democracy.
Can we go to James? Chapter 1. People are still turning pages. It's right after Hebrews.
Well, I'm having to read like this. It's kind of fine.
Where are we going to?
James. In verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy, or better translated, count it the highest joy, when you fall into diverse temptations, diverse testings, diverse afflictions, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Patience is, we'll go there later. But let patience have her perfect or completed work, that you may be perfect, are fully tested, and in whole, wanting nothing. Again, patience, obviously, is waiting. But if you wait with the mind of a Gentile, then you're not waiting. If you're waiting, wanting to be something else, or somewhere else, or do something else, then you're not waiting, because your mind has taken you to other places and you fully cooperated with it, because you have all these goodies that you think that you haven't taken to the end. Now, we're going to get to why this is about pillars in a second. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask again, and let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, the reason is not that God cares whether you waver or not, But because you are going on these trips in your mind, you haven't emptied the temple. Is this something I said?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
We could shoot them.
Let's shoot Atmos too.
Huh?
Let's shoot Atmos too.
Who's Atmos?
That's the gas company.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm having an issue, so as long as we're solving problems.
You're having an issue with the gas company?
Maybe we need to read verses 1 through 4. Hmm.
Hey, now I got another problem.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, what does double-minded mean? It's very simple. Well, you can put your own definitions on double-mindedness your whole life, and you'll try to play games with your mind until you stop being what you think is double-minded. But double-minded is simple. It's you trying to use your mind and the mind of Christ. It can't be done. So there's either emptying, abandonment, and waiting without wavering and in contentment, or there's double-minded. So you're unstable in everything you do. And what does unstable mean? It's ungodly. Asibius. Asibus in the Greek, I think. But anyway, it's that word that talks about godliness when we studied so often in Jude and 2 Peter. You can't keep switching back and forth. You have to either be in the world, which is I have emptied myself. There is nothing that concerns me. There is nothing about me that's my business. I've been bought with a price. I rest. He will give me whatever is needed at the right time. Or there is this other computer that you've got hooked up. And this computer is one with God. It's one with, it is peace. Its way is perfection. But its way is also affliction, because everything has to be tested to find out whether it's going to go or going to be of value, or there's this thing that you do, up and down, up and down, up and down. Does that communicate to anybody? There's either a total abandonment of self, or there's your mind. You can't have both.
Yeah, what it says asking in faith describes that whole position. You know, that is the faith position. You're empty, you're waiting, you're without agendas.
But it's only wisdom that you get to ask for here. Now, please, this whole thing, It is so mind-blowingly, mind-numbingly simple. It's either the mind of Christ or it's you. You don't have to negotiate. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. If you think that you have any abilities, any desire to be in control, any wanting to know your future, any of that, then you've got to be over here. You're over in this camp. You're in the kingdom of darkness that God calls the kingdom of darkness. If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. If your eye is double, i.e. there's two minds, then even the light that's in you is darkness. And how great is that darkness? There's nothing complicated about the gospel of God if you've come to the end of yourself. If you haven't come to the end of yourself, then you're going to think that time is necessary. You're going to think that, you know, this whole thing is, and your words will justify this idea of time. If I've said, Father, I am yours without condition. I am crucified with Christ. Like John said in his story, there's really no difference. Every person is an evangelist. Every person is you don't have this hierarchy of things. You don't. What amazed me more than anything else when I became a new believer was the number of people that believed that they were Christians, they were believers, but they weren't disciples. That discipleship was a special calling. Well, once that happens, then there's only double-mindedness. Then you can have Sunday as the Sabbath. And so you can work your 7 days and then have Sunday as your Sabbath. And then you might have a few holidays during the year to be at your Sabbath. But don't you understand the Sabbath is Jesus Christ himself? He is the Sabbath day. And to go and have your regular little life and then and 6 days you work and then on the seventh day, you watch football. I mean, what? That's not a disciple. It's at best an infant. And when you do that, it justifies having and living in two worlds and with two minds. It doesn't say triple-minded. There's only two. There's only the bride and the whore. That's why all of the scriptures about not having a whore's forehead. What is a whore's forehead? Well, number one, the thing it is that you model your behavior based on either a respect of persons, or you're trying to get something from somebody, or you're trying to sell somebody something. What's so amazing to me is that most evangelism is with a whore's forehead, because they're trying to figure out the best way to get them to agree to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, how much of your life is the bride and how much of it is the whore? That's the only question. Now the problem is that you were born, your whole, if you use a computer analogy thingy again, your whole, you're hardwired to be a whore, because you're a son of the whore. I mean, or a child of the whore. You're a child of the sorceress. Sorcery and whoredom started when Adam and Eve fell. Now that's all we're capable of doing if we use the hard drive of our heritage, because it is hardwired to, it's a horror computer. Well, all computers are horrors anyway, but in particular in this analogy, it's you whore using your whore computer to live. And the blessing that you have is that you have seen that it all fails, that the whore is all, there's nothing, and the only, but what does the whore do? She tries to get more stuff by alluring, by whatever, and that's what you've done your whole life. You got get more prestige, or get more money. Now I'm not, this is what the prophets say. I'm not, I didn't make this up.
You sure?
All right, just for your benefit, I was waiting for you. Isaiah 57 is now named the Ronnie chapter. Isaiah 57. Unless you don't think this applies to you. I mean, maybe you're so special, you got it right. Okay, my only question before we start reading it is, who is the righteous? It's only from what Jesus said when somebody called him good, he said, don't even call me good. Who is the righteous? It's only he, resurrection. Because why? He convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of judgment because the prince of the world is judge. And of righteousness because I've gone to the Father. You can't be right unless you have gone to the Father. So anything else is just crap. So here, the righteous perisheth. Who is the righteous? It's only the resurrected, the ascended Christ. But the mystery of God in the gospel is that ascended Christ has, instead of the glory that was set before him when he was transfigured, he came down into the valley and suffered and the shame of the cross so that you could have life. But not using your old systems, not using your old computer, because that old computer is the whore. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come, or from the evil. He shall enter into peace, but they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his own uprightness. But as for you, draw near hither, you sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Now, if you don't know that's you, then you might as well just take off. Or unless you want to talk about it. But if you say, this isn't me, and you just sit there and argue with me in your mind, then you'll never hear the gospel anyway. If you don't understand that you are the sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore, then we don't have anything more to say. Does anybody have anything, any response? And if you don't understand that the only thing that your mind can do is be a whore, then we don't have anything more to say. And if you're stupid enough to continue to give breath to the whore, to give importance to it by paying attention to it, or worshiping it by giving breath to it, then I have nothing more to say to you. I did it again.
Flip the floogie.
What?
Flip the floogie.
I don't know what's going on, but I have a sore throat. I think that's what's going on. But I didn't do my trick this morning. Against whom do you sport yourself? Against whom make you a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? No, you don't do that outwardly. That's what you do with the voices in your mind. Are you not children of sin and a seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks? Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured out a drink offering, and thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon the high and lofty mountain hast thou set up thy bed. Even there wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. That's what you do every time your mind goes up. You go up to one of these seven high places of your mind, and the whore of Babylon is seated on those seven mountains. What, Gary?
I'm just reading seven up on the lofty high mountain. I'm reading along as you speak.
You should have this chapter memorized.
Yeah.
You don't even have to think about reading it. You live it. But so does everybody else. If they give any importance to their mind, to their feelings. Oh, poor me. You hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm such a victim of time and circumstances. Oh, he picked on me.
Well, your sister's coming today.
I can treat her any different than I do you.
Picked on me and called my mother a whore.
called you a whore. Don't blame it on your mother. Behind the doors also, and the posts, as thou set up thy remembrance. Now the word for post there is the pillars. That's what that is in your mind, the pillars. The pillars are your belief system that's incompatible with the Bible. You're doing it, Gary.
I'm just saying something that's kind of interesting when Mike was saying about his mother. The whore. But it's a pillar. I mean, your mother's a pillar, and you've got all these things about motherhood and everything wrapped in it, and if that's not destroyed, you can't even hear this. It doesn't pierce the veil of your hearing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There it is. You can use that.
Why have I said to you so often, that's what Jesus said, no man cometh to me. Unless he hate his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, his wife, his children, yea, in his own life also. Doesn't mean you hate them and they're going to go. But you no longer know them by those images. And so you don't treat, I mean, that's the only reason I treated my mother the same way I treat you. I treat my sister the same way I treat you. There's no, you can't be different to different people. That means you have still these pillars of behavior, of how you should be. It doesn't justify anything I do, but I promise you that it's you are the test of it. When you go when you go to a client, are you different than you are with us? When you with your family, are you different? Of course you are. I've seen it. I know Harry is. Harry's this little beatian little son when he's with his mother. About 3 days, he's bored stiff and wants to come back to Texas. But he treats her nicely.
You know, this is that same thing about loving your enemies. You have, if you don't like someone, that's one pillar. If you do like someone, that's another pillar.
Well, nobody cares. It doesn't matter who you like or don't like. That's meaningless. That's what you said, but I know. But you don't. If you're still playing in that, I like him, and I think I don't like her, and I like him. All of that information came from these pillars. Yeah. I'm a people person. I just love people. No, you don't. Stop lying. Love them if they meet your standards. Can you see what it means, how the evidence of double-mindedness is everywhere? And you have to revenge your disobedience and your obedience to having the mind of Christ. Well, let's continue. We have just barely started. Do I have to go back and explain what inflaming yourself under idols under every green tree means?
No.
Huh? Okay. I thought I might do it for John's sake. Behold, the doors also and the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered thyself to another, or someone other than me. Thou art gone up, thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. That's what you do in your thought process. I know what I'll do. I'll take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then I'll have an agreement with his voice that told me that. Now I'm in agreement. Thou lovest their bed when thou sawest it. Oh, man, that's a great idea. That's sweet. You love that bed because that's where your pleasure is. That's where you gain sustenance and satisfaction from that whore's bed in your mind. Oh, isn't that's a great idea, Ollie. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and it increased thy perfumes. That's the offering that you're giving to the king of this world, the god of this world. You understand? You're by your sweet, what you think are those sweet ideas and sweet thoughts, you're offering the ointment and the perfumes to the wrong place. If you're really sick, then you offer all of your worries to the king of the god of this world, because you are looking, you're offering, you got to think it through, you got to do all this, and you got to consider yourself with every option. Well, that's just being responsible. That's just being prudent. No. I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. Oh, I have the mind of Christ, therefore my thoughts are sanctified. That's what most people believe. And they get so blithely confused that they think they hear one of these elders talking to them, and he thinks, God told me to buy a $20 million jet. Or God told me that, you know. No, he didn't. What's that? That stupid whore up there that laying in bed with. But that's easy. That's too easy. I'm not concerned about the $20 million jet whore. I'm concerned about this. If you're going to be a whore, be a big one. Don't be this little. Don't sell out your birthright for this little idea or little thing or little plan. Be either hot or cold. And did send thy messengers far off. That's what you do. When you go back in time in your mind, and you go forward in time in your mind, you're sending your messengers afar off. You're asking God to go to a place that he isn't, because he's in the eternal now. But you've been doing this your whole life, every one of us. And the only thing that really galls me is that you still do it, even though you know how stupid it is. Oh, no, I don't know it's stupid. I still think it's sweet. No, you don't. You are lacking in integrity. You're an honest liar. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
When circumstances provide a problem, you know, that I can't handle, which is this gas bill, which is, in a way, it's a little funny thing, but I'll sure take it, you know, and run with it. But that makes me listen more intently, because I'm testing everything against, like, why would I hold on to that problem?
Because you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because the god of this world wants to hold you in his grip, wants you to leave peace. I promise, your mind cometh for nothing but to steal, to maim, and to destroy.
Yeah.
To leave you alone and desperate. Why give that any importance at all? Agree with your adversary quickly.
preaching can take, you know, everything you believe about something or just about everything and just...
What's it supposed to do? It's supposed to knock down the pillars. So there's not one stone left standing on another. But you can't even hear this if you still think your thoughts are precious. You're not even double-minded yet. You're just singly stupid-minded. Trying to put the name of God on all your little idols. Or not trying to. It doesn't matter. They're still your little stupid idols. Because they're all fleshes as grass, and the glory of them as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fades away. Tell me something that isn't subject to that, except the mystery of God. Well, and how do you live? Well, you live by not giving this world any breath, any importance. And if you can keep if you keep playing this minefield of your mind, I've said 100 times that your mind has never in your entire life been your friend. But you know nobody really ever challenges me on that. But you obviously don't believe it, because I see you 5 minutes later depending on some idea or mind thought that you had. Well, how can you live? Well, you live as a vine on the branch growing. You live as the bird flying. You live in total freedom. You take no thought for yourself, no thought of, about, or for yourself, or you or yours. And any time you do, you know it's a lie from the depths of hell. And pretty soon it becomes automatic, the response to cast it away. It doesn't take any effort to walk away from crap. And it takes effort if you think that crap is sweet. And then nobody wants you to walk away from something you think is sweet. Go ahead and eat it. Find out how sweet it is. Again, I tell you, I've told you every day probably, or not every day, but at least once a month for 30-some years, if you hear anything I say as what to do, then you've heard me wrong. I'm gonna take a roll over a minute here.
Or two.
Did send thy messengers far off, and did debase thyself even to hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. Yet you say not, there is no hope, for thou hast found the life of thine hand, and therefore you were not grieved. This goes on over and over and over, thousand times in your life. You're wearied in the greatness of your way. But aha, the light bulb goes off and you have an idea and you think that's going to fix it. And if you're really unlucky, you'll be successful. We'll continue on pillars to whenever we meet next. But what day is it?
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, one more day.
If I had to teach yesterday, I wouldn't have done it. I'm going to have to pace myself today, but I'm going to try.
Just take it easy.
We can put you in a medical college and bring you out about it.
What?
Just take it easy today. Don't do the last.
Just hang around the house.
No, I have no stamina to speak. I mean, I have a lot more than I did, but the problem is by the end of the day, I'm just wiped out, no matter what I do. Take a big guy.